If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm tripping, I just don't feel myself. In the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop, just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want, everything you already have, because what you have is substantial.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it. Get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
You should never have to question something that's real. All right, you go through it to grow from it. You go through it to learn from it. You don't go through it just to go back to it. That's like putting your hand on a hot stove that you know is hot and expecting it not to burn. Wake up. Stop teaching yourself the same lessons that you should have learned from. You will never move forward with your life living your life through the rearview mirror.
And we've all had experiences where we were working on something and we knew it was possible and we did those things that were necessary to bring it into reality. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. You were attacked. You were criticized. People were opposing you, but you kept on doing it. It was hard. It was rough. It was difficult. But to you, it was worth it. And eventually, you got to a level, you know, can nothing stop me now.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. 2+1 is always going to equal 2. 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend is gonna pay off. You can do this.
Small minds discuss other people, gossip. Good minds discuss events, great minds discuss ideas.
Fear of failure. Fear of failure can keep you from taking risk. It can leave you sitting there paralyzed into not taking action. And that is obviously bad. But I don't want you to overcome fear of failure. I want you to be afraid of failure. Fear of failure is good. Fear of failure will keep you up at night planning, rehearsing, going over contingencies. Fear of failure will keep you training hard. Fear of failure will stop you from cutting corners. Fear of failure will keep you working, thinking, striving, and relentlessly trying to be more prepared for battle.
Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Think about every poor decision you've made in your life. There was more emotion that was involved in it than there was mind. Every single one of them. Think about it. Your feelings keep you in bed. Your mind tells you, get up.
Practice and practice and practice. Practice makes what? Practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
First thing to do is to forsake what's in front of you, because the attitude that you bring to what's in front of you will color your entire experience. It will change your character into that of negativity, and you'll never ascend. You'll never get more. You'll never expand. You'll stay stuck.
You can think about it. You can wish for it. You can hope for it. You can think all about it all as long as you want. But unless you get out every single motherfucking day and put in the work inch by inch by motherfucking inch, you will never get there.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential, the ghost of the ideas you never acted on, the ghost of the talents you didn't use, and they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, "We came to you because you could have brought us to life," they say. "And now we have to go to the grave together." So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
We got to be excited about the future. We got to do things that make us want to live. It cannot always be about problems every day. I mean, do you want to wake up every morning and everything's just a problem? Well, what inspires you and what makes you excited about the future? There's got to be some things like that.
You need to make it a habit to start every fucking day validating yourself. Yes. Cheering for yourself, because life is a marathon. And this might be a challenging leg where you're like, "I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing." Hell no. If you're standing in front of that mirror, you deserve to feel the support and empowerment and encouragement that you need. You are doing so much every single day that you don't give yourself credit for.
I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody. You're nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials.
A plan is better than no plan. That's a really useful thing to know, especially if you're kind of drifting. It's like, "Well, I'm going to find myself." It's like, no, just pick something and move towards it. And as you move towards it, you're going to succeed and fail. Specifically, and then you're going to learn something about success specifically, and you're going to learn something about failure specifically, and then you can learn what you use to fix your plan and have your successes and failures along the way and learn from them, and then you can rejig the goal, you can move the target.
We got people out there who've been done wrong, just can't get over not getting that school you want to get into. Past failures, disappointments, holding on to all that isn't healthy. The sun rises and the sun sets, and you're in the same damn spot. Stay home.
What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 70 to 120.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
So I say, as you look into the future, while the people are giving up, feeling like victims, feeling powerless, becoming negative, turning on each other rather than to each other, feeling that they can't make it, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, with the mindset of that it's possible. It's possible that I can find a new profession, a new job. It's possible I can create a new life, and it's necessary. that I become actively involved in becoming a positive force in my life. And it's going to be hard. Easy is not an option. But if it's hard, we will do it hard. Whatever is required to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. And it's worth it, yes. It's worth whatever we have to do. And once we know that, it is done.
Your biggest enemy is you. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more. You're not going to continue to sabotage me. You're not. You're not going to keep procrastinating. I need you. You're not.
I am one decision away from a totally different marriage, a totally different life, a totally different job, a totally different income. Your life comes down to your decisions, and if you change your decisions, you will change everything.
Where you want to be in life, and listen to me, at some point in life, you have to tell yourself, because you don't make the adjustment, you don't make the shift in life until you get to the point where you say enough is enough. And listen to me, you deserve better.
You chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life if you don't chase it is losing.
It's one thing to be hungry, it's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success. I know what it's like to operate every single day, regardless of the success that I've been a lucky son of a bitch to achieve. I operate every day as if I'm starving.
Self-confidence is really someone who keeps promises of themselves, because self-confidence is really like your reputation with yourself. If you've got a great reputation with yourself and you know you can trust you, you're not so concerned about your reputation, what other people think about you.
More important, I want you to be horrified, terrified of sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. That is what I want you to be afraid of. Waking up in 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 years or 60 years and being no closer to your goal. You've made no progress. That is the horror. That is the nightmare. That is what you really need to be afraid of, being stagnant. So, get up and go. Take the risk, take the gamble, take the first step, take action. And don't let another day slip by.
No. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Thank you.
And what that shows is that if you turn around and you confront the suffering voluntarily, you find out that you are way tougher than you think. It's not that life is better than you think. Life is as harsh as you think. It might even be worse. But you are way tougher than you think if you turn around and confront it.
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. The hard choices, what we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
You see people who do big things and you automatically say, that guy's so lucky, she's so lucky. You don't know that, you're assuming that. Going to work every day for 20 years and grinding your ass off and then becoming a multimillionaire, that's not luck. That's action and reaction. Quit using the word luck, quit believing in luck, and start believing in work. Start believing in results that come from your actions.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because God is talking to you. He's showing you something that he has for you.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
Let's go. Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog? Yeah, you got money, you got privilege, but do you got that dog?
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right.
God gives you a dream, and I believe that we all have a dream. God has given each one of us something that's beyond us, and hope and aspiration that makes us look beyond. And sometimes the dream is so big it scares us, but it should inspire us to believe that we can only do it with God's help. The dream is your dream. And sometimes we make a mistake of wanting to share our dreams with everybody. Dreams can get you in trouble. You have dream busters. There's people who don't have a dream, and they will try and help bring down your dream. God gave your dream to you. And everything that God gives you, God intends for you to achieve and accomplish.
Don't have time to regret. We move on, because we are acceptable for what we are, not what we think we should be. I'm accepted in myself by what I am, but not as I think I should be, because that's a lie. I'm a sinner, I'm an old sinner. I've done some bad things, I've done some good things. So, you know, you just forgive yourself and move on.
These people that you're comparing yourself to, you don't really know. You see their shiny outside, but you don't see the reality of their life. People have hard lives, and the ideal that you're observing that makes you jealous and resentful is in large part an illusion that's created by your own mind.
Don't give up. Don't let the world get you down. When it does get you down, get up and write what you want out of your life and don't fucking stop. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no vacation. You get up every fucking day, you look in the mirror and you tell that mirror, I'm a bad motherfucker. And one way or another, I'm gonna make it fucking happen today. And guess what? If you keep writing it down, after a while, the power of the pen, you'll fucking believe it.
if you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it.
Just stand. You keep standing. You keep standing, no matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. And I'm not talking about just water. You keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up.
Don't allow the difficult and challenging times to demoralize you. He said, in life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges. And I'm saying, in your hands, you have ideas. You have been given something to bring to the universe that was not here before you showed up.
Do a little bit more work, and a little bit more work. Results are going to come more. More people are going to believe. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
Today is the day that you let go of that hurt and release that pain forever. Your tears have served the ground for far too long. It's time for you to practice that smile daily. It's time for that smile to no longer be a stranger. And it's time for you to let go of the things that are stripping your heart of its happiness. You can't heal by going back to the hurt. You can't receive your future by holding on to your past. So stop pressing replay on the things that need to be deleted from your life.
He had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end. That time is not now. To have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm gonna tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's gonna happen in their life. And their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives. Waking up with the understanding to expect the unexpected, and something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
It doesn't matter. What is your level of intelligence? What is your level of capability? Introvert, extrovert, this, that, doesn't matter. Do you have the courage and commitment to make the possibility into your reality?
Life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. Do not judge so you will not be judged. Radiate and give love, and love comes back to you.
I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever gonna get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you.
Disengage your sense of self, your sense of self-worth from achievement. Once you are wholly focused on sincere pursuit, everything changes.
I'll never be rich. You won't. You won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Most of us go through life pretending.
pretending that we're satisfied where we are, pretending that everything is okay, pretending that we don't have any special goals or ambitions or desires, when really deep down inside we do really want more. Because you have to judge a tree by the fruit it bears, not the fruit that it talks about. See, a lot of people pretend that they want more out of life, but all you have to do is watch their actions.
So you really have to work hard for a set of skills that matter to you. A fool never learns. A smart man learns from his mistakes. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others. So you've got to completely divorce yourself from this notion of outcome and become completely obsessed with the idea of sincere pursuit.
And so when you look at the night sky and that sense of awe grips you and calls something out of you, right, to respond to your encounter with the infinite, even your encounter with mortality, your encounter with finitude and limitation, all of that in relationship to the infinite, that sense of awe is also the calling forth of something out of you that can respond to the challenge of that infinite. Well, that's the microcosm within, you know? It's a reflection of the structure of the cosmos itself. That's the divine ideal.
Only thing that's gonna make you happy, my friend, in this year or any other, is to step up. It's to raise the standard, it's to discover what you're capable of and feel that incredible power pushing through whatever's holding you back and get to the other side of more of your true self. That's what this game's all about.
So life is real short. So you add up all your traveling, add up all your sleeping, add up all your school, add up all your entertainment, you've probably been half your life doing nothing. So out of 30 years, I might have about 16 years to be productive. So it's how we can all break individual lives down.
You've got to completely divorce yourself from this notion of outcome and become completely obsessed with the idea of sincere pursuit. Now, why sincere pursuit? The reason to tie your sense of self, your self-esteem, your pride, your ego, your identity, all of that, the reason to tie that to sincere pursuit is it's the only part you can control. I cannot promise you that you'll ever be successful. You cannot promise you that you will be successful. But you can promise and know, if you actually did it, to show up every day and really pursue it.
But what do we say? But there'll always be tomorrow. Oh no, there are no guarantees you're going to show up tomorrow. There are a lot of people who were here yesterday that they're not here today. There are a lot of opportunities that were around yesterday. They're not here today.
I'm talking about real commitment. Not that cheap stuff, right? Not that counterfeit stuff. Not that if I get what I want stuff. Not that little boy stuff. I'm talking concrete commitment. The commitment that says, can I stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've said it in has left? It's easy to say what you're gonna do when you're sitting in these plush seats and it's AC and you got the words on the wall.
There's people out there that don't wanna see you do good. As you know, there's people out there that don't wanna see you happy, don't wanna see you accomplish anything, don't wanna see you grow.
So you gotta go start your journey. And the journey starts with you finding, why the hell am I here on this planet Earth? Why am I here? If you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question, why?
I'm saying answer your call. The universe is calling you. Hear something about life. You can't get out of it alive. Hello? You can't get out of life alive. Live now, like Maria said. Live your dream now.
There's people out there that are threatened by your greatness. They can't handle you. They know they can't compete with you, They know they can't beat you. So their goal, their plan, is to make you beat you. All the great ones in life, one thing they had was composure. No matter what people do at them, hate, negativity, gossip, drama, rumors, no matter what they do at them, they stayed focused on where they were trying to go.
No matter what's going on in your life, it's not permanent. Everything is going to change. So there's two things you can do with change. You can react to it or you can participate in it. It's gonna change anyway. So if you keep waiting around, you're gonna have to react to the change. And now you're behind. But if you participate in the change, if you know the job you have is not gonna last forever. Where you go to work at every day, that's gonna change. So what you gotta start doing is you gotta start anticipating that it's going to change and just start living your life with the preparation for change.
At the beginning of the year, a lot of you had goals, ambition, a lot of drive, a lot of motivation. Well, it's Easter, it's the middle of April, to make sure I don't get too far with my goals, my dreams. A lot of you aren't proud of who you are. You don't like the person you created. Do what I did. Start from scratch. Create somebody that you're proud of. Stay hard.
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. I learned all of it. Focus on the seller. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
His why was greater than defeat. His why was greater than his trial and his tribulation. And I'm telling you, if you don't know what your why is and your why isn't strong, you're gonna get knocked out every single day.
And say, in spite of this, I'm in control here.
Motivation has nothing to do with it. See, most people are waiting for motivation when motivation is just a spark to get things moving, but it's your commitment that gets you to the gym every single time. You don't go because you're motivated, you see? You don't do the things you know you need to do to reach your goals because you're motivated to do those things. You do them because you've got the mindset of a machine. You just say, every Tuesday, Thursday, this is what I do. Every Tuesday, Thursday, this is what I do. Every Tuesday, Thursday, this is what I do. You just can do it because that's what you set out to do.
Success and failure are not giant events. They don't just show up. You don't just suddenly become successful or suddenly have this cataclysmic event that makes you fail. It may look that way, but failure comes from all the little things. It's failure to make the call. It's failure to check the books. It's failure to say, I'm sorry. It's failure to push yourself to do things physically that you don't want to do. And all those little failures day after day come together until one day some cataclysmic event happens, you blame that. That event happened because you missed all the little stuff.
I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're gonna go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you wanna change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out.
Thank you.
I want you to be aware of this. Like most human beings, we don't really understand the value of time because we've always had time. We say we value time, but do we really value time? Like some of us, we're holding grudges with people that we love. If you really value time, you will let go of that grudge. We don't think that at some point, this is gonna end. At some point, your parents might not be here. So the more you future think and think that this is gonna come to an end, at some point, we think that we have forever. And I wanna tell you, forever comes with an expiration date.
Make today count, every day. Go forward, get aggressive and attack, whether it's on the battlefield or on the beat or in the factory or on the farm or on the construction site or on the website, in the garage or in the firehouse. Don't hesitate. Step. Step forward. And get after it.
It's gonna be hard, either way. Okay? Being broke is hard, fun. Being successful is hard as fun. All you get to do is choose which hard you're gonna can be. And you don't get to opt out of it being hard. That's the thing where people fuck up. They think they can opt out of life being hard. No, life is going to be hard. But you get to choose the result that it's going to produce because of it.
It is not the darkest moment that's the problem. You the problem. And your perspective is the problem. You thought you was just going to have a dream and a goal. And you was just going to wake up and just walk into the sunset. You have a dream and then life punks you. You gonna lose friends. Do you really want this? Do you really want this? And so I'm telling y'all, you have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Get a reward for your pain.
This is the only life that I have. And I'm going to take the leap of faith. I'm gonna jump in it. I know the universe will never give me anything I don't have the capacity to handle.
You know, too many times we allow yesterday's troubles to turn into today's struggles. We allow yesterday's worries to turn into today's stress. Too many of us are good, too good, at carrying the things from our past into our present. And we live our whole entire life in stress, our whole entire life in worry. And we don't use our one superpower that we have, which is appreciation.
When you get in your own way, that's what self-doubt is. The fastest band-aid ripped off remedy to fixing this terrible situation is to do the thing you're afraid to do. Do it. It's not about feeling confident about going into the situation. It's not about knowing that it's going to work out. It's not about having the most detailed plan for how this thing will happen. It's about doing it. Courage. Courage is what you will experience and what you will grow when the doubt is there, but you do it anyway. So your problem isn't doubt. Your problem is courage. Doubt is going to be there. But doubt gets out of the way when you express courage.
If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley.
But be the best little scrub on the side of the real. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
But also to remind you, like, everything you're going through is preparing you. I want to remind you of that. Like, everything that you're going through is preparing you for something greater, right? Everything that you went through, you made it through because you're here. You made it through. And the things that you made it through is preparing you for what's meant for you. Everything that you went through and made it through. I'm sure you can think right now, all the times when you felt like, man, my life is over, my story is done, but you made it through it. Everything that you went through and made it through is preparing you, was preparing you for what is meant for you.
What's your why? You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to look at that alarm clock. You're going to look at that alarm clock and it's going to say 6, and 6 is the time you wake up. And you're going to look again, it's going to say 6:05, and you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Your community. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
Do the thing and you will have the power. We're waiting, 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 waiting for the power. We're waiting not to self-doubt any longer. Right? Whatever it is that you're deciding that you want to do with yourself, that you're doubting your ability on, just do it.
Great ideas are never going to interrupt you. They have to be pursued. And if you don't pursue them, you're going to get what everybody else has, which is all this fear, all this uncertainty, all this stuff that won't work, because everybody's focused on what won't work, what can't happen. Why? Because they're afraid. They're afraid to fail. They're afraid to try and feel like they're not enough. So you got to stand guard of that mind by feeding your mind. You know, Jim Rohn used to say to me, success leaves clues. If you want things to get better, you got to get better. If you want things to change, you got to change. But you got to do it deliberately and consciously.
And so what happens is we very often reinforce things when we put things in the negative, right? I can't get apart. I can't get apart. Can't get apart. Or I can't do this versus I'm going to keep doing this. It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. It's your choice how you choose to perceive your own career. It's literally perspective.
If you watch a great movie, if you read a great book, you know, the size and the power of the hero, how much you become as a hero is defined by how tough an obstacle you face. How difficult is the villain, the opponent?
The things you know you're supposed to do. Do them. And be as strong as you can mentally, physically, and emotionally for yourself, for your team, for your family. Hold the line and be strong.
Listen to me, many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope, and you gotta do me a favor. Like, you can't give up, you can't give in. Life, listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back. He said, I know you knocked out 30 other people before me, but I won't be the 31st. You gotta tell life, I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you ain't dealt with me. You gotta tell bankruptcy, you gotta tell divorce. You gotta tell sickness. I don't know who you've been dealing with. But you come up against the wrong one this time.
Courage is the most important of all the virtues. Because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You see? You can't be consistently kind, or fair, are humane, are generous. Not without courage, because if you don't have it, sooner or later you'll stop and say, ah, the threat is too much, the difficulty is too high, the challenge is too great. There was someone before me. Someone found the path. Someone made the road before me. And I have the responsibility of making the road for someone who is yet to come.
So tonight, the question that I ask you is what things in your life are you going to give a funeral to? What things in your life have to die? What things in your life have been keeping you from seeing the greatest version of yourself, have been keeping you from knowing your worth, have been keeping you from seeing how special you are? Have been keeping you to live in depression, have been keeping you to live in pain? What things are you allowing to live in your life that need to be dead? Because the truth of the matter is, and I'm not trying to put fear in your heart, but I'm putting reality on your mind. The truth of the matter is, we're all gonna die. But the truth of that is, not all of us are gonna live.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. No one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters doing today. I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same.
In this comfort zone, and the comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. We're so stuck where it's convenient. We're so stuck in this ritual where it feels good. And so when God tries to shake us up a little bit, the problem always happens before the miracle. The lessons always come before the blessings.
How bad do you want your goal right now? I think there's a lot of people in the world today, because it's a really niche thing to talk about, I want this, this is my outcome, this is my goal. Like, how bad do you want? Do you want as bad as breathing? Do you want it as bad as anything you ever wanted in your life? And if you calibrate it at the highest enough levels, what I found is the people that are the hungriest, they find a way.
You choose to stay comfortable. You choose comfort, you choose to stay comfortable. You choose to stay in a place that you know your life shouldn't be at anymore. Some of us, we've been living in the same place for the last decade, for the last 15 years, for the last 5 years. And we've been keeping ourselves in a place that has done no good for our life. Some of us need to give that funeral to the environments in our life. As you know, what you surround your life around is what you will become.
When you go through something, you're gonna learn some lessons, but it's not always easy to extract lessons from a bad situation.
To me, every day is a beginning, a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I'm the aggressor. I'm on the attack. And of course, I will get tired. I will get beat up. I'll get knocked down and drained, and I will have some bad days. But I will not stop.
When you know why you want something, when it's desperation, the power of being desperate is something that most people avoid. They think desperation is a weakness. And I'm here to tell you, desperation is one of the most powerful emotions you could possibly possess, because when you're desperate, you find reserves and reservoirs of ideas, talents, and a strength that you don't know you have when you find yourself in a desperate situation. So the number one thing we need more than anything to win is hunger, which comes from a state of desperation. Yet we're constantly trying to comfort ourselves in the real world to avoid the state of being desperate.
And so I love the process. I love it. I love working for what I want. I love the sacrifice. I love the dedication. I love the commitment. I love that. Everybody wants the prize. Nobody wants the process. Everybody wants to be a diamond. Nobody is willing to get cut. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it. Because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender. So if it's hard, then do it hard. These are not tears of sorrow. These are tears of joy, because the thing I understand, the only thing I need you to do is deal with it in the right way. And watch what God not only does in your life, watch what God does in everybody's life that's connected to you. And the thing about every storm has an expiration date. So when I don't see the point and I feel like my life is being dismantled, could it be that God's preparation comes packaged as pain? And maybe if you could see it that way, it wouldn't take the pain away, but it would give the pain a purpose. If you could see what you've been calling a failure really wasn't a failure. It was a foundation.
You're 25. You can be an idiot. It's no problem. Okay, well, now you're the same person at 30. It's like people aren't so thrilled about you at that point. It's like, what the hell have you been doing for the last 10 years? Well, I'm just as clueless as I was when I was 22. It's, yeah, but you're not 22. You're an old infant, right? And that's an ugly thing, an old infant. So part of the reason you choose your damn sacrifice, because the sacrifice is inevitable, but at least you get to choose it. Part of the proper path of development in the last half of life was to rediscover the child that you left behind as you were apprenticing. And so then you get to be something and regain that potential at the same time.
Make a decision. Because if you don't decide, well, you know, life decides for you. Indecision is still a decision.